Coming up, we'll play this, that, or the other, but first, let's check in with our contestants. Charlotte Eisenberg, you used to work at an umbrella museum?
An umbrella cover museum.
One person made all these different umbrella covers.
She collected them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she hired me as an unpaid intern. And I had the glamorous job of measuring the length, width, and height of every umbrella cover in the collection.
What drew you to this internship?
I live in a very small place with very few businesses, and not many of them will take a 12-year-old for any purpose.
You were a 12-year-old intern?
Yes.
Did you hate your home?
Summer vacation is a long time.
Oh, okay. Maya Ben, you write a blog called Women in Science Friday.
Yes.
What was the last blog about?
Well, there's a woman who does mathematical modeling of angiogenesis, which is your veins growing. So she tries to model how exactly your veins are going to grow in a tumor. And in that way, you can sort of learn about how to better treat it.
Wow. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And we're giving her these two smarty pants quizzes about cereals, and now this is a fun guessing game.
Yeah, well, yeah. They knew what they were getting
it's
into.
Friday night, right? Yeah.
Wild.
Well, it's public radio, so look out.
Yeah, we're crazy. So this is one of our favorite games, this, that, or the other. I'm going to give you a name of a character, and you just have to tell me which of three categories it belongs to. And your categories are Muppets, Beanie Babies, or college sports mascots. Okay, so we're going to alternate back and forth. You don't need to buzz in. Now, Charlotte, you won the last game, so if you win this, you'll go to the final round. Maya, you need to win this, or we're going to remove your tag, which will make you worthless.
Aww.
You guys really took that. Seriously. Here we go. Maya, Chocolate the Moose.
Beanie Baby.
Beanie Baby is correct. Yes. Charlotte, Sammy the Banana Slug.
Oh, I think I know this from a previous episode, and I think it's a mascot.
That is correct. Maya, back to you. Rizzo the Rat.
Muppet.
That is a Muppet, yes. It's a rat with a New Jersey accent, which all rats have New Jersey accents, by the way. Charlotte, Albert E. Gator.
That sounds like a... none of them, but I'll say Beanie Baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Albert E. Gator is not a Beanie Baby. Maya, can you steal?
Mascot.
It is a college mascot, yeah. University of Florida, originally a live alligator, and then it became a costumed human.
Oh, dear.
Wonder what happened for them to make that change.
Are you saying that the alligator itself turned into a human? Because that's a weird story.
These are your last clues. Maya, Camilla the Chicken.
Muppet.
That is a Muppet, yeah! Gonzo's love interest. Do you know what kind of thing Gonzo is?
Blue.
Blue. That's pretty accurate. Yeah, his species is officially whatever, quote unquote. Seriously. All right, Charlotte. Sebastian the Ibis.
I think an ibis is a bird. a mascot.
That is a mascot. Yeah. All right, Puzziger Archung, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Maya. You won that round, so we've tied up at one game apiece.
Whoa.
All right, so it's time for a quick game three. I'm going to give you a category, and you'll go back and forth naming things that fall in that category. And the first contestant to mess up, either by guessing incorrectly, repeating an answer, or taking too long to answer, will be eliminated. You're going to buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. According to the World Atlas, name the top 10 primary languages spoken at home in the United States. First goes to Maya.
English.
English is correct. Number one. Sorry, Charlotte.
Spanish.
Spanish is number two, 37 million. Maya.
German.
German is number eight. Charlotte.
Arabic.
Arabic is number nine, a little under a million. Maya, back to you.
French.
French and French Creole is number 4. Charlotte.
Chinese.
Chinese, including Cantonese, Mandarin, and others, number 3. We have 4 left. Maya.
I'm thinking Japanese.
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The remaining answers were Korean, Russian, Tagalog, and Vietnamese. So congratulations, Charlotte. You're moving on to the final round. Thank you, Maya.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Charlotte in our final round at the end of the show, and it's music parody time. Jonathan Colton will take the song of the summer and cram it back into your head. Plus, we'll meet today's mystery guest. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.